Unit 3. Sport. You will hear a story about the fortunes of Serena Williams, a professional American tennis player. For questions 31 to 38, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not stated, C.
Serena Williams holds the most important major singles, doubles, and mixed doubles titles combined amongst active tennis players, male or female. Her record of 36 major titles puts her in fifth on the all-time list and second in the Open era with 21 singles, 13 in women's doubles, and 2 in mixed doubles. She is the most recent player to have held all 4 major singles titles simultaneously, 2002 to 2003, 2014 to 2015, the 5th woman ever to do so, and only the 3rd player to achieve this record twice after Rod Laver and Steffi Graf. The youngest of Richard and Aurasene Williams's 5 daughters, Serena, along with her sister Venus, grew up to become one of the sport's great champions. Serena's father was determined to see his 2 youngest girls succeed. He used what he gleaned from tennis books and videos to instruct Serena and Venus on how to play the game. At the age of 3, practicing not far from the family's new Crompton, California home, Serena withstood the rigors of daily 2-hour practices with her father. The fact that the family relocated to Crompton was no accident. With its high rate of gang activity, Richard Williams wanted to expose his daughters to the ugly possibilities of life if they did not work hard and get an education. On courts that were riddled with potholes and sometimes missing nets, Serena and Venus cut their teeth on the game of tennis and learned the requirements for persevering in a tough climate. Sensing his girls needed better instruction to become successful professionals, he moved to Florida and let go some of his coaching responsibilities, but not the management of Serena's and Venus's career. Despite her successes in the French Open, the US Open, the Australian Open, Wimbledon, and the Olympic Games, and having released a new autobiography, Queen of the Court, Serena also has had her scrapes and losses. She underwent knee surgery. Her half-sister Yetunda Price was murdered in Los Angeles, and a blood clot was found in one of her lungs. In 2009, she blasted a lineswoman for a foot fault, and the U.S. Tennis Association fined her $10,000 on the spot. 2 months after the incident, she was placed on a 2-year probation and ordered to pay another $82,500 to the Grand Slam Committee for the episode. It was the largest punishment ever levied against a tennis player. However, Williams continued her winning streak to make a strong showing. Proving that she has much more than just tennis clout, Serena expanded her brand into film, television, and fashion. She developed her own Aneres line of clothing, and in 2002, People magazine selected her as one of its 25 most intriguing people. Essence magazine later called her one of the country's 50 most inspiring African Americans. She has also made television appearances and has lent her voice to shows such as The Simpsons. Seeking to provide educational opportunities for underprivileged youth around the world, the tennis star started the Serena Williams Foundation and built schools in Africa. In 2009, Serena and Venus purchased shares in the Miami Dolphins to become the first African-American woman to own part of an NFL team. The close-knit sisters lived together for more than a dozen years in a gated Palm Beach garden enclave in Florida. But they went separate ways after Serena bought a mansion in nearby Jupiter in December 2013.